By 2065, the face of America will look very different than it does today. 1 in 4 people living here will be Latino, perhaps not surprising given current demographic trends. But according to a new survey out today from the Pew Research Center, in that distant future, more people will be coming here from Asia than from anywhere else. Derek Thompson is a senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York, as he does each week. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And is that surprising that there will be so many Asians compared to other groups coming into the U.S.? And why? Why is that happening?
The answer to that question starts 50 years ago, I think, in 1965. That's when we passed the Immigration and Nationality Act. And this did away with another law called the National Origins Act, which is very important because it established quotas that made it practically impossible for Asians to come here legally. Immigration to the U.S. used to be very, very European. 80% of immigrants in 1965 were white, and now those numbers have flipped. It's 80% Asian, Hispanic, and black. And so what I think you've seen essentially is that there was a law preventing Asians from coming to the U.S., and now the law explicitly says that they can come here. The other thing that's happened, I think, is that, you know, certainly in the last 50 years or the 40 years previous to 2005, we saw an enormous surge in Hispanic immigration. And as a result, you've seen essentially a quadrupling of foreign-born Americans.
And we know that the Asians that are coming to the U.S. right now are largely highly educated, highly skilled workers. Some of them have these special visas that allow them to come in and work perhaps for high-tech companies. But is that the wave of Asians that is expected to come in the next many decades? Are they all going to be highly educated, highly skilled workers?
Well, certainly right now you see that the number of visas that we are handing out to Indians and Chinese is smaller than the number of Indians and Chinese and Korean workers who want to come here. So certainly it seems like the law right now is continuing to prevent more Asian immigration. It certainly seems to me that as education rates continue to grow in Asia and as more of them want to work in the meccas of sort of technological progress here in the U.S., we should expect to see a lot more, really bright young Asians trying to live in the U.S. And I think this is one of those things where you see Silicon Valley being extremely bullish and trying to provoke some changes to the law to allow them to do so more easily.
And while this is happening, are we expecting to see the number of Latinos who are coming in actually go down or stay steady, or what's expected there?
Well, one really interesting thing is that it has gone down. Immigration to the U.S. actually peaked in 2005, and it's been declining since then. And if you look at the people who are coming here right now, it seems like Asians have actually eclipsed Hispanics. There's a few reasons why Latino immigration has slowed down. First, you have tougher enforcement laws that have clearly had an effect in states like Arizona that have clearly tried to slow illegal immigration, punished workers who hired undocumented workers. But there's another side to this. You know, immigration tends to be both a push and a pull. And when conditions in the U.S. get slightly worse and conditions in your home country get slightly better, there's less interest in moving. So potentially we saw that happen in the Great Recession, that Mexico seemed like a better bet for a lot of these families, or other Central American countries looked like a better bet given the risks of moving to the U.S. And therefore you simply saw fewer families coming here.
Put this in context, Derek, because what it looks like is going to happen, what this Pew study shows, is that there will actually be a higher percentage of immigrants in this country than at any point, even in the heyday of immigration, which was back in the early 1900s when there were so many Europeans coming.
Right. It's a little it becomes sort of like a math equation. How can the rate of immigration be slowing down and yet there's still a projection that the foreign-born share of the population is going to be higher than ever? And this comes down to what we all learned in math class, the denominator. It turns out that native-born Americans aren't having nearly as many children as they used to. So even though immigration does seem to be slowing down over the last decade, it still seems reasonable to project that immigrants as a share of the economy are back back to all-time highs and going to grow even more, precisely because people born in America simply aren't having as many children as foreign-born families.
And in fact, the Pew study shows or projects that by 2055, whites will lose their majority status and that no ethnic or racial group will be a majority of the population from that point going forward. I wonder, Derek, is this a sure thing or could something change the projections?
Certainly, laws can change the projections. The 1965 law dramatically changed immigration in America, and we could always have a president who doesn't like this immigration, you know, cough, cough, Trump, who could change the law.
The big, beautiful door.
despite the promise, big, beautiful door. But, you know, more seriously, I think anything in macroeconomics affects the push-pull incentives of immigration. As Mexico's economy speeds up or slows down, as violence changes there, or if the U.S. economy has another hiccup, that's going to change the calculus about whether families want to come here or stay where they were born.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
And we'll link you to more of this study at our website, hereandnow.org. Robin, it's going to be a very different country in 2065, one way or the other.
Well, it's always a very different country in several decades.
Changes all the time.
It's America. Right?
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.